Meditation for the elevation of the soul through the cosmos. What we are going to study now is not really an exercise as the other exercises that we have studied. It's a kind of mix of meditations in which we provide many examples of exercises that can be realized immediately after practicing static tensions. As at that moment, the subtle part of the body is somewhat detached from the physical body, a fact that favors meditations during which one travels through space. This is related to what is called lucid dreaming or conscious dreaming. There are many methods of meditation which provide similar exercises, and the main difference of our method with these other methods is that we use a phosphine for every exercise. If you practice this experiment regularly, for example, once a week or even once a month, and if you practice it during the presence of the phosphine, progressively your energy double will acquire a greater density and you will have more and more the impression of moving in a universe that is different from the physical universe, but that is as much real. On the other hand, if you do not use the phosphine, this sensation of progressive development does not occur, and the density of your externalized mental image remains the same. The phosphine, mirror of the soul. First, let us suppose that you have just finished a session of static tensions. So, you are relaxed, and your mind, up to a certain point, is independent from your body. You focus on the lamp for 30 seconds, switch it off, and you imagine that your phosphine is a mirror in which you can see your reflection. Simply represent the image of your physical body in the phosphine. Now, suddenly, instead of representing your face in the mirror, represent your body laying on the bed. You have just performed a change of perspective. In a way, you have entered your energy double and you are now contemplating your physical body. This is simply an effort of your imagination. You are not actually within your astral body itself, but it is an interesting direction to give to your thoughts. Now imagine that you are elevating, that you rise through the roof until you float above the house. There, imagine that your body has become luminous. It is the famous etheric double, and the seven psychic centers are shining and bright. Represent your body as if it was made of hollow intertwined threads, a kind of fabric made of these hollow tubes that are called nadi, and within which the spiritual air circulates. Mentally, not physically, perform a few sways and tensions to densify your double. When the phosphine has disappeared, focus on the lamp again for 30 seconds, switch it off, and you have a new phosphine. Identification with a tree. Now go towards a tree that you know very well and that you like particularly, and always try to choose the same tree. You are then going to represent a light of two colors around this tree that you have chosen. Rudolf Steiner describes the light of the etheric body of the plant as made of two colors. They are complementary colors. The complementary colors that we use are red and green as a couple, blue and orange as a couple, and yellow and purple. There is a connection between the etheric body of human beings and the etheric body of plants. This connection is often represented as a flower, a lotus flower, for example, in the Eastern traditions, or a rose in the Christian tradition. Maintain this image of a brightness around the tree and try to identify yourself to the tree. This process will allow you to reach the etheric level, the etheric plane, that is to say, the closest plane to the physical plane, that is common to plants, animals, and human beings. Examining consciousness with the phosphine. We are now going to do the following experiment. Choose two or three memories which are very far away in time from each other. Not only necessarily childhood memories, but memories from all your life. Try to choose memories connected by an idea, a thread. Maintain these memories in your consciousness in a way that is as panoramic as possible. By panoramic, I mean as simultaneous as possible. Like the eye moves from object to perceive a scenery, you will have to go from one thought to the other, but you should try to achieve a view of these memories that is as panoramic as possible. If you practice this during the presence of the phosphine, you will notice that this process makes memories come back to your consciousness, memories that you had not remembered for a long time or very rarely. It is often memories that had escaped our consciousness that can help us understand our part of responsibility, for better or worse, in all that has happened to us. So, it sheds light on the mechanism of our karma, as the Hindu would put it. It is consequently an extremely interesting experiment. Of course, practicing this experiment a single time is not very efficient. You will need to practice this experiment several times. You will be surprised by what you discover. The relations of cause and effect in your existence. The Aurora Borealis, phosphine of our planet. Do another phosphine and imagine that you are moving towards a pole, whether the North Pole, whether the South Pole. After flying over icy sceneries, you arrive in front of an Aurora Borealis. By coincidence, or because of a deep reason that eludes us, the color of Aurora Borealis recalls the color of the phosphenes, as their principal color is yellow-green. They have a red edge and a few extra colors. So the exercise consists in focusing on your lamp, switching it off, and for 3 minutes, during the presence of the post-phosphine, imagine that you are projecting yourself towards this aurora borealis and that you rise through it. When your phosphine has disappeared, continue to imagine that you are rising through the sky. You arrive in the sublunar zone, which is considered by certain authors as the zone of the astral plane. There, the etheric body, common to plants, animals, and human beings, does not exist anymore. On this plane remains the astral body that is common to animals and human beings. It would be the plane of emotions. As it is a plane that is common to animals and men, you can quickly think about one or several animals for which you had a certain feeling of attachment, and you can also choose a person to whom you have provoked a strong emotion, whether positive or negative, without really understanding why. Try to represent this person. Imagine that you dive within this person. Instead of identifying yourself to a plant, you should try to identify yourself to the emotion that you have caused and understand why. Focus on the lamp for 30 seconds, switch it off, and perform this exercise during the 3 minutes of the phosphine. Once your phosphine has disappeared, imagine that you continue to rise and you go beyond the zone of the astral plane to arrive in the zone of the mental body. Represent yourself the most intelligent persons that you have met, for instance, but inside a sphere of light. Place these persons within this sphere of light and identify yourself to the feeling, the emotion that these persons provide to you. To do so, do another phosphine by focusing on the lamp for 30 seconds, switch it off, and maintain this exercise during the 3 minutes of the phosphine. The symbolic crossing of the line of equigravitation. Now that your phosphine has disappeared, you keep on rising towards the sun, and you are going to cross the line of equigravitation. That is to say, the line where the gravity of the Earth and the gravity of the Sun are equal. When an astronaut goes to the Moon, he has the impression that the Moon is above him, but when he arrives, he has the impression that the Moon is under him. When he crossed the line of equigravitation, that is to say, the point where the gravity of the two celestial bodies is equal, there is no more up or down, and one would just float in space at that point. So, if you rise towards the sun, at a certain point, the sun that was above you will suddenly be under you. From rising towards the sun, you switch to falling towards the sun. Focus on the lamp again for 30 seconds, switch it off, and represent the sun above you as you float in space. And then suddenly, the sun has moved to a position under you.
Meditation on the sun.
You then let yourself fall on the sun, which becomes a greater and greater disc, filling your whole field of vision. You reach the chromosphere, the outer zone of the sun, colored in orange. The area around the sun has a temperature of 1,000,000 degrees and an orange tint. Nevertheless, this heat is weak compared to the inside of the sun. You keep going down towards the sun and you arrive in front of a gigantic bright fire which has the shape of a magnet. This is a solar protuberance due to very powerful magnetic fields which drag particles. Then you arrive on the surface of the sun. As you float on the surface of the sun, you can represent the souls of the deceased that you have loved and who have loved you in return. Around you, you can also represent the souls of the living person that you would like to see follow a spiritual path. Perform a few tensions and sways to densify your double on the surface of the sun. Be careful to practice these sways and tensions only mentally. To perform this meditation, focus on the lamp again for 30 seconds, then switch it off and maintain the meditation until the phosphine has almost disappeared. You have now finished this experiment and you realize that there is a darker area on the surface of the sun. It's a vortex, a whirlpool of matter, but it is slightly colder or cooler because the magnetic field is more powerful there. This is a sunspot. Still accompanied by this group of souls, you enter through this sunspot. It is like a hollow tube with moving luminous walls. Something absolutely fantastic. This group of souls within which you are goes through the dark area of the sun, under the chromosphere, this zone which generates light, because of waves of compression due to extremely powerful sounds, there is a zone of the sun that is extremely... There is a zone of the sun that is extremely opaque, where the molecules start to form. As this zone is a few thousands of kilometers thick, the light that is within the sun cannot exit it. Then, after going through this opaque zone, you reach the inside of the sun itself, where the temperature is very high. There, because of the agitation of the atoms, the electrons are ripped out. There are no more atoms or molecules, only atom nuclei. This gives more space for light to pass. In the center of the sun, the pressure is so strong that it shatters atoms, creating a genuine nuclear reactor. And within the sun, consequently, there is a very bright light. But, I repeat, this light cannot exit directly. It is locked within the sun. It generates heat and movements of convection of big bubbles which burst on the surface of the sun. The energy of light, when it hits the opaque zone of the sun, produces a wave and moves matter in the form of a bubble. When these bubbles burst on the surface of the sun, they produce a tremendous energy in the form of sound, and it is this sound, this energy, which stimulates the chromosphere, which produces the light of the sun that we perceive. This can be compared to certain types of initiation, where the subject experiences a great inner light and fantastic mental experiences, but has much trouble manifesting those outside, and often does it through actions that are incoherent or baroque. Analogy with mystical states. Through meeting an initiate, or through practicing Phosphinism or rhythmic thinking spontaneously, one can gain a certain power, but one still has to learn how to manifest this powerful force in the world around them. Inside the sun, in its center, you will represent the spiritual master who has marked you most, the one you like or respect above all others. You can also represent the souls of the deceased with whom you have bonded, as well as the souls of the living with whom you have bonded on this spiritual path. Again, you can practice mental sways and tensions to densify your double, and then do a phosphine by focusing on the lamp for 30 seconds, switch it off, and repeat the meditation I have just presented. You can introduce as many variations as you want. These are just examples. It's a mix of meditations rather than real exercises. Voyage to the center of the galaxy within the constellation of Sagittarius. Let us now practice mind emptiness. You are going to represent the mental construction that we have just presented. You will keep in your mind this immense light that is locked within the sun, the spiritual master that you have chosen, and the group of soul surrounding you. Try to represent this image on the periphery of your conscious without effort. Remain relaxed, do not perform any effort, and wait for the 3 minutes of the phosphine for the new images, the new mental images that might come to your mind, the new ideas, new ways to appreciate your existence. Often, genuine visions are produced during this exercise. So you focus on your lamp, switch it off, and wait during the 3 minutes of the phosphine, maintaining the mental construction on the periphery of your mind. If new elements appear that surprise you, do not forget to write them down on a notebook with the date. You might be surprised by reading certain things that you wrote 20 or 25 years earlier and realize that they took place in the distant future. If you do not write them down, then the scientific value of experiences is lost. Now you are going to imagine that you rise through the sun, you are projected out of the sun through its north pole, you see the sun that's passing under you, then again above you, and you visualize the Milky Way, our galaxy, seen from the side. You are going to exit our galaxy to meet higher beings, and you are going to direct yourself towards the center of the universe. You reach the limit of the universe that can be detected by electromagnetic radiations, that is to say, light and other wavelengths that we have explored. Naturally, there might be other universes beyond that limit, if that still means anything. So you imagine that you reach the center of the universe, and there you represent a giant being, its feet set on a cloud, surrounded by a rainbow, and whose dress is swaying with the wind. This is a set of symbols that represent God. The feet are set on a cloud. The cloud is the original shape of things. Nebulae are clouds that form galaxies. The undulating dress is the universal rhythm. The rainbow is a symbol of humanity, as rainbows are made of billions of tiny rainbows, one for each droplet of water in the air. But seen from a distance, all these tiny little rainbows group, gather in the shape of the rainbow we perceive with our eyes. This is an interesting symbol of the human race, one huge character representing all the tiny human beings grouped together. You can now do a phosphine, do a short prayer to this being, and again remain passive while keeping this image and this sensation of externalization through the immensity of the cosmos. You are going to remain passive, waiting for images and ideas that might stem in your consciousness. Focus on the lamp for 30 seconds and perform the experiment during the 3 minutes of the phosphine. Persons who are lucky enough to, if you're lucky, you might have images or ideas that surprise you from the first try. But if you repeat this experiment several times in a row and with a certain amount of practice, you will find very interesting things in your subconscious, probably in relation with the invisible world. Do another phosphine and a final prayer to this supreme being. When I talk about prayer, it is a prayer that you should invent for yourself. I have already said it, but it is important to repeat it. This is a free prayer. Then, once you leave this being, you are going to come back by a different route. You go back towards our galaxy that you perceive as a disk of stars in the distance. You go towards its center, which is already quite far from our sun, but it is a very important center, as we know that there is a considerable accumulation of stars and energy within the center, though we cannot see it, as it is hidden by a huge cloud of dust. The center of our galaxy is on the left of the constellation of the Sagittarius. I think it's a good thing to meditate while focusing in that direction, as it is the center of our galaxy. You thus penetrate inside our galaxy and you arrive at this center. There, you are charged in energy and following the Milky Way as you return towards the Sun. This time you enter it through its south pole and you perform the same voyage but in reverse and faster. Once you have seen the spiritual being you respect the most in the center of the Sun, you find the group of soul with whom you feel a connection. You rise through a sunspot. You go through the very bright zone within the Sun, from which the light doesn't go out. Then you go through the opaque zone, through the tube formed by the sunspot, and you arrive on the surface of the Sun. There, observe the boiling bubbles of energy. You continue the return trip. You now go through the tube of a sunspot to cross the opaque zone of the Sun. You find yourself in the surface. You see the bubbling, boiling surface of the Sun. Then you rise above the surface of the Sun. It becomes a smaller and smaller disk. You go through a solar protuberance in the shape of a magnet again, then through the zone of the chromosphere, orange, and the solar crown, which is bright too. Now the Sun is under you. You do another phosphine, focusing on the lamp for 30 seconds, and you wait until you see suddenly the Sun move above you. The Sun is now above you. You are falling towards the Earth, going through first the zone of the most interesting studies that you have done, then the zone of the most intelligent human beings that you have known, then the persons to whom you have caused a certain emotion. You go back towards the point on the Earth where you want to see spiritual light descend. You now re-enter your house from the roof. You go through the roof. You are floating near the ceiling of your bedroom. You represent yourself laying down on the bed. Your body is laying down on the bed, and you penetrate within your body. From there, you shine as much light as possible on the world. The experiment is over. It's interesting to note that one musical instrument has always been closely related to religious ideas: the bell. It is used in temples in India as well as churches in the West. A bell is a sort of circle made out of metal. As it has a spherical shape, it emits an infinity of wavelengths and consequently the sound mmm. These two sounds are very close, as they both contain a great number of vibrations. But hitting the bell is not necessarily the most pleasant and most efficient way to produce the sound om. Certain yogis use a small metallic rod to rub against the bell and thus produce a continuous sound without the unpleasant need for hitting the bell. So, for a minute, for instance, you can try to produce this modulated sound while representing a pale light between your eyes. Then, when you have done this for a minute, represent the same vibration within yourself for a couple minutes as if the bell was vibrating within yourself. Let me now give you an example of the sound Om. Let us now pursue the study of the mantra Om. The action of the vibration of the skull on the phosphene. When you pronounce a nasal sound with your mouth closed, like the M sound we have seen, the physical vibration goes up along the cephalorachidian liquid and stimulates the brain. Again, this can be verified with the phosphene. You can conduct the following experiment. Focus on your lamp for 30 seconds, switch it off, and wait for the phosphene to appear. During the presence of the phosphene, you are going to pronounce the sound mmm quite loud, and then stop for a few seconds. Then continue, resume pronouncing the sound and stopping, and so on. You will notice that when you pronounce this buzzing sound with your mouth closed, the phosphine becomes brighter and more agitated. There is, consequently, a direct repercussion of the vibration on the occipital lobe. It is a stimulation as the phosphine becomes a little bit brighter. Third way to practice the Om. This method is particularly good on a mental point of view. First, you will notice that the sphere is the main geometrical form within the head, when the straight lines are the dominant geometrical forms in the limbs. Within the head, it is the eye which has a form that is almost perfectly spherical, and in the limbs, it is the fingers which have a form that is closest to the straight line. Let us now synchronize our breathing with the various sounds. The O corresponds to inspiration, i.e. absorption, and the M to exhalation, that is emission. You can make the two sounds O and M correspond to your phases of breathing in and out. Of course, these sounds must be emitted mentally in order for you to be able to breathe. This way to practice is in analogical resonance with the human body, and as such is particularly interesting. You can also try to visualize a little sphere between your eyes when you pronounce the O, and then during the sound M, the sphere explodes in a multitude of rays, of straight lines. Maintain this image of rays, of straight lines shining from between your eyes, during the whole pronunciation of the sound M. As an alternative, you can represent the little sphere moving from the bottom of your body, going up and dilating, and at the end of your inspiration, it arrives between your eyes. Then, at the beginning of your phase of exhalation, the sphere explodes into a multitude of rays during the sound M. This exercise is in perfect analogical resonance with what takes place on the surface of the sun. Like we have said previously, these bubbles that come from inside the sun and burst on its surface. Practice this exercise as you fall asleep, and as it is in resonance with the cosmos, you will be surprised by the results.